Hey, it's Dawn here on the Be Transformed, Renew Your Mind podcast, and I just want to record a short episode before I crash tonight. It's been a few days. The last episode was an anecdote about my husband who said he was going to be miserable as we started our great escape, packing and moving into a new home, and that is why I've been radio silent, because each night I've dropped into bed totally exhausted, and I've also had a really sore throat. So I think I tried one or two nights to record and was just coughing, so I gave up. I still have a bit of a sore throat, but I just wanted to do a quick gratitude reflection. Here in the U.S., it's Thanksgiving weekend, and we still celebrated Thanksgiving in the midst of packing boxes and moving, but I wanted to share a quick gratitude practice that I talked with our kids about this year, and that is this. It's choosing one thing each day to be grateful for, and then writing down five reasons why. And there's something really powerful about listing why we're grateful for something, and even going beyond a single reason why. Typically, each day I do a list of 10 things I'm grateful for and one reason why for each one, but if you really want to get into the details of gratitude, and as you do that, as you list one thing or person or situation each day and five reasons why you're grateful, it really does change your heart and your mind and your mindset. And this weekend, of course, we have much to be grateful for. I'm not gonna lie, moving is tough. And, like I said, my body is just exhausted, but there is so much to be grateful for in this whole situation, and having a home and having food and, you know, having all the things that we do, and probably too many things. Every time we move, it's we realize all that we have and all that we have to give to other people. But yeah, just wanted to encourage you with that little gratitude practice that has deepened my gratitude. And I really do believe that gratitude changes us on such a deep level, and then you start seeing it in so many ways in your life. Like, even in this weekend, we've had so many people offer furniture and to help us move and just all kinds of things that you know, we weren't anticipating having that help. And, you know, we are starting over, starting from scratch without a lot of the things that you would normally have at a home. And so, just so grateful on so many levels for all the provisions, that God has given us in these last couple weeks. The two big ones being jobs at a home and a fresh start to life. So I will try to continue to be regular sharing my thoughts as we make this transition and this giant leap from what we've been doing for so many years to a whole new adventure. So stay tuned for that. And in the meantime, get those gratitude list going, whether you keep a gratitude journal or however you want to do it. But I highly encourage you to be writing down the things that you're grateful for and why, and you can just watch your life transform. All right, that's it for tonight. Until next time, bye-bye.